Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So we're going to be talking about our trip to St Jude's.
Yeah. Grand reopening.
Yes.
It's back open again.
And if you do hear some background noise this evening, we're joined by Ollie the dog, who is making a lot of noise. Like Ben.
Thank you.
Good work, boy. So first of all, St Jude's.
It was standard St Jude's. If you've listened to our podcast before about where we mentioned St Jude's, not a lot has really changed. It was the same decorations. Not the same decorations. Well, more Halloween decorations.
A lot more, yeah.
But there was always Halloween decorations anyway. They did dress it up quite well for Halloween.
So what was different this time? There was those two taps, first of all, wasn't there?
There was.
The Pilsner Ender.
The Kozel.
Yeah.
Two draft lagers that they've got.
It's nice, though, that they've got those two on draft.
Yeah.
Because they did try to be the only pub who only served gravity casks, but that obviously didn't work for them.
No. Well, it was still disappointing to see people with Peroni bottles.
Yeah,
a lot of people drinking Peroni for some reason.
But I suppose if it's going to keep the pub open, you can't really blame them, can you, really?
There was a few little differences. Like, it wasn't as stifling hot. Whether or not that was because it was cold outside and absolutely freezing that it sort of levelled out.
Yeah, it didn't seem it, though, did it?
But it wasn't as hot. No, yeah. And when I did mention, oh, it's not as hot, when I stood at the bar, Frank sort of clocked onto me and went, "You're not too hot, are you?" So I think it may have been an issue that people brought up before. Because when you used to go in, it used to be like either freezing cold near the door or sweatingly hot.
Your glasses would just steam up completely, wouldn't they?
Yeah, because the place was so small as well.
Yeah, so
they?
Maybe they're now trying to keep on top of temperature control, which is good.
So, have an overview of our beers.
They were alright. They were just standard beers, really.
Quite standard, yeah.
I mean, not any better or worse than any other pub, I'd say.
St Jude's have got a big blackboard, haven't they, with all the different ones
on. Have.
And yellow is a pale one. Red is like a bitter, ruby sort of one. And purple is like a porter stout.
Usually, when we've been in, there's been a number of porters and stouts.
Yeah.
But that was when St Jude's brewed its own beer.
Yeah.
They did a number of porters and stouts.
But now there was only one, wasn't there?
There was only one.
And there was only a couple of yellows as well. But the rest of them, there's like three or four yellows. And then one purple and
reds.
About 20 reds, it seems. Yeah. Loads.
They're mostly bitters and ruby beers, weren't they?
Yeah. Although maybe it's the ruby beer season.
Nothing above 5%.
That's true.
No, it wasn't.
It was a little disappointing.
I remember they're trying to keep costs down again.
I think they must
anything
be,
anything over that, it's priced more.
Yeah, that's true. I had that one stout, which was a blackjack.
Tastes like blackjacks, didn't it?
It was from...
Cliff Key.
Cliff Key, yeah.
Stop
and
it.
And Ollie didn't like it because it was as black as him. It was tasted like those little blackjack sweets.
Yeah.
Very licorice-y.
Yeah, which I liked.
Really did.
And I didn't.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Don't know if we could drink a whole pint of it though.
Yeah. I also had a Shepherd Neame light red. Which was alright. And Hobgoblin, which we'll talk more about.
Hobgoblin.
In a bit. What was your favourite beers, Rob?
I only had two beers. I had the Doomba, which I swapped with you because I started with the Blackjack and didn't like it because I realised I hate licorice. So I had a Doomba, which was always nice. Doomba's always nice. I hadn't had it out of a just gravity straight out of a cask before. It's always been for a hand pump. I would say it's different just through the pump. It's not as frothy. And then also had a Woodford's Once Bitten, which was a really nice bitter, really fragrant, really refreshing. It's really good.
Fantastic. And what beers did you have?
I had a Bucket of Blood from St. Austell. It was pleasant, very drinkable. It's obviously a Halloween style beer, being Bucket of Blood.
Was it red then?
It was red. It was blood red.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite red.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. It was quite standard. But I thought, for 4.5%, I thought it was a bit steep at £3.20. I thought that was quite expensive. I mean, I also had one called Bass Bonfire, and that was £2.50, and that was 4.4%. So the rise of 70p for a 0.1%, I thought, was a bit insane. Obviously, it's to do with the beers as well. But why would that one be 250 and this one be 320? That's what I couldn't understand.
That 250 one was a special. That's why it was so cheap.
That answers it.
Although that was still quite expensive for one under 5%.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Or just I have to say.
But yeah, it was quite average.
Yeah.
It was nice, drinkable.
So the beers were all right, but St Jude's always has this habit of the day after we drink them, they don't go easy on your stomach.
They really don't.
And it's happened more than one occasion, and we're not sure the reason. Because this time the beers were fresh because they were in that day or the night before. so there's no reason why.
Yeah, they should have had time to settle, so there should have been any yeast coming through, which always gets me.
So something's up with that place. But apart from that, it was a lot nicer than it was before.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, also a quick mention, we did sit with Andrew.
We did.
Yeah.
Which was
indeed.
A
Android.
Yeah, which was a pleasure as always. If you don't know who Andrew is, if you go to any Wetherspoons pub in Ipswich, you will know who Andrew is.
He's standing at the bar with his stick, talking to everyone who walks and gives him eye contact.
Good lad though, isn't he?
He is funny.
The next part of this podcast is we're going to be talking about Hobgoblin. On his unofficial Halloween special, we're going to try the unofficial Halloween beer, Hobgoblin. Now, last night I had one in the pub, which was Ruby Red, rich aromas, that lovely longing aftertaste you get with it, and as fresh and as tasty as ones you'll find in places like the Swan, those sort of ones. It was glorious. And that's 4.5 on draw. So now, this evening, we're going to talk about Hobgoblin in four different ways. We've got bottles with room temperature and chilled, and the cans are going to be room temperature chilled, and we're going to, after every single one, we're going to be reporting back and saying what we think of them.
And we'll finish with one in a pumpkin.
Yes, that's a good
one. One in a pumpkin.
First of all, we had the bottle and chilled. What temperature was that, Rob?
About 15 degrees. So it wasn't completely fridge cold, because I got it out of the fridge a bit earlier.
So what did everyone think of it?
It's nice. I really like it at this temperature. It's just right.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I have to say, it's very tasty.
It is. It's definitely different to out of a cask. For one, it's 5.2%, which is stronger than what they usually have in a cask. And I think it's not as smooth as it's out of a bottle. It does taste slightly fizzier.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's what you get to expect, I suppose, out of a bottle.
Yeah, so next we are on the bottle still, and we tried the bottle at room temperature, which was wrong.
About 19.5 degrees, so not much difference to think about it. But it doesn't sound like that much warmer than the one I got out of the fridge a little bit too early. But the taste, we all agree there is a difference in taste, and I personally preferred the one a few degrees cooler.
That's feel heavy, doesn't it, Hyde?
Yeah, I'd say the same. It does feel heavier. It feels thicker. It sits more in the stomach, I think. I don't know why. It's very odd.
Is that something to do with it being the second one, though?
That's very true.
Yeah, this is true, yeah. It is our second one.
But I don't know what you mean. It does feel... There's a lot more to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
More body.
Body, yeah.
Yeah, I do believe if a beer is warmer, you can certainly taste more flavour come through.
Isn't that true? That the colder it is, the more it dulls the flavour.
That's why serve lager,
yeah,
like,
exactly,
just above frozen.
True.
So it numbs the taste buds, but it's not necessarily a good thing. If you've got flavours in a beer that, if it's too warm, they might come through too harsh and ruin it.
Yeah.
But because I do think this is a bit more metallic, but I say that about every beer. I think it's something to do with my tongue. Not metallic, but you can get a little bit more bitterness for it.
Mm.
It's a bit more tangy.
Still delicious.
Yeah, it's very good. Still
delicious. Not as good. I would prefer it.
I'll be looking forward to the one. I know we can't put it against a bottle because it's a can, but the one that's been in the fridge all this time, because it should be a lot cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll see if it does take a lot of the taste off.
Yeah.
Hello, we're back trying Hobgoblins for our Halloween tasting special. We've currently tried a cold beer from the fridge in a bottle, a warm beer, well, room temperature beer in a bottle, and we're now on to a can at room temperature. John, what do you think of it?
Well, first of all, it's more foamy than usual. I think Heise's got the big statement to make, though.
What's the big statement? I prefer it.
Heise prefers it out of a can.
Hobgoblin in a can. I don't know why. I just think it tastes more full-bodied and the flavours come out more and it's smoother. And I enjoy it.
The smoothness is definitely key.
Mm.
It's not as fizzy as before and it goes down
not
really nicely.
You dirty street drinkers.
Yes. It's not,
it, no,
it's
I agree.
Not special
it
brew,
is,
is it?
It's certainly very different. It's much, much smoother.
Delicious.
I don't know why it would be much smoother. I suppose they can't make it as fizzy because a can won't hold that much pressure. It'll just explode.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's got more of a bit of flavour to it as well.
I think so.
It almost tastes a bit stronger.
It's got more of a taste. You can taste more.
More ruby.
More, yeah. Mainly because it's, again, we're drinking the warmer one, so you can get more taste from it.
Yeah, but I think he's right. This is definitely the best one so far.
I'd agree. I'm intrigued now to see the cold one.
I'm excited by the cold one.
And obviously the pumpkin.
Welcome back. We're doing the Hobgoblin Halloween special. We are now trying the can, which has been in the fridge. What temperature is that at, Rob?
It was 11 degrees.
11 degrees. That's the coldest one we're having. So what do people think? John, what do you think?
It's nice. It goes down really nicely. But it's probably too cold that you can't get enough of the flavours come out of it. It's probably better than being too warm.
I'd agree. It's better than being too warm. If it was a hot day, you'd want it straight out of the fridge. It would be refreshing. It's a nice, still, light, refreshing beer, but it is missing some of the deeper flavours that we had in the warm can we just had.
I can see what you mean. It does nullify some of the flavours, but it is so refreshing, isn't it?
It is. It all depends on what you like as a taste from the beer, I think. If you like the lighter, refreshing taste, you'd always put it in the fridge. But if you wanted more of the character of the beer, you'd have it a bit warmer.
Yes, I would agree.
I think the can works in the fridge because it's a bit smoother.
Mm. Yeah.
The can and the bottles were both in the fridge, but the bottle still came out just chilled, whereas the can's a good 5 degrees.
I think the bottle, cooler. If the bottle was in the fridge, it'd be too cold and a bit too fizzy. Because it's expected to have smoother ones, which are really cold.
I prefer the temperature of the 15-degree bottle that we had, which was just slightly chilled. I think it gave the best flavour. Any warmer than that, and it gets a bit too much.
Mm.
But I prefer the smoothness of a can, which we didn't have at the dust chilled. We've either had it at room temperature or quite cold. So,
yeah,
I think the smoothness of the can, you get the same smoothness as you do with a poured at a pub. Whereas if you have it in a bottle, it's never going to be that fizzy when you go and get it at a pint in the pub.
I would agree. I think the 19-degree can one's probably the best, just because of the full flavours. And although the cold is nice and refreshing, it would be amazing on a summer's day, let's be honest.
If it was hot, it would be lovely.
It would be so good. But if you're simply going for flavours when you're just casually drinking, I think...
You could easily go to a shop, buy a 4-pack of Hobgoblin off the shelf,
open
one. But saying that, if you drink it out of the can, I do think it would be drastically different.
Definitely.
And you'd just taste tin.
It's not that bad. I do quite a lot just from the can.
I have to pour it out, only from experience of other beers.
I've never enjoyed drinking from a can.
So we've had both cans, both bottles.
We've got the most exciting one left.
Up next is the pumpkin. Now, it's the very interesting part of the tasting session. Halloween special for Pubcast 13. Rob has had a little experiment here. As you'll see with the pictures on our blog, he has attached a part of a tap to a pumpkin, and he's put some Hobgoblin in the pumpkin, as it is the unofficial beer of Halloween. Now, we have tasted some, and what do we all think?
Well, it's definitely got pumpkin in it.
The smell, first of all, was proper pumpkin.
Pure pumpkin.
And it does taste of Hobgoblin with pumpkin.
Yeah, it really does. It tastes odd.
It is odd.
The pumpkin is almost too much overpowered to the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, it has.
It has sat in the pumpkin for some time.
It's odd.
For a couple of hours, hasn't it?
So if you're ever thinking of running out of bowls and using a large pumpkin for a punch bowl...
It will affect the taste.
Make sure you like pumpkin.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would affect it that much, but I'm pleasantly surprised that it has, but maybe too much...
I think Hobgoblin pumpkin style is maybe not one to try. It's worth a go.
It's worth a go, but a pumpkin beer, I think, has to have a more sweeter roasted pumpkin flavour than raw pumpkin.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just like drinking pumpkin.
Yeah, literally, it's a bit like making noises, strange. Eating pumpkin.
I was going to say that.
It's just f***ing pumpkin juice.
Oh. So, yeah, to round off, pumpkin is like pumpkin juice. Hobgoblin from a can won this round.
And I'm very surprised.
So please let us know your thoughts. This has been the Pubcast 13. Unlucky for some, maybe unlucky for our guts tomorrow morning. We'll find out. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back again in the very near future.
Bye.
Bye bye now.